And I heard, as it were, the noise of thunder. One of the four beasts saying, "Come and see." And I saw, and behold, a white horse.
There's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down. Terror in each sip and in each sup. Will you partake of that last offered cup or disappear into the potter's grass when the man comes around?
Well, greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy, glad to join you live tonight on WWCR. It's a transmitting jewel of the South, and we're glad to have you aboard. We got a great message, part two, of whores and harlots and false gods. Revelations 21 and 8 is where we're going to take our text. But the fearful, now, who's the fearful? That's those that have no confidence in a creator that has saved them before the foundation of the world. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what about the fearful? Well, also it says here the unbelieving. He that believeth and is baptized in the only name of salvation. That's the name of Yahweh. At the name of Yahweh, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess. A positive statement says in one scripture they should. Now then it says shall. That is the end time when every knee shall and every tongue shall. Right now you have a choice. The unbelieving ain't going to get in. The fearful ain't going to get in. And the abominable, who's that? Those that have abused themselves with mankind, and those that have become animalistic in their minds, carnal, they're not going to make it in, ladies and gentlemen, unless they wash themselves in pure water, calling upon the name of Yahweh for the remission of sins. Now, the Bible said that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. Now, it's the word that will clean you, washed in the water with the word. It takes the formula and the key to the kingdom. Peter had the keys. Ladies and gentlemen, the next one is murderers. Did you know that there are more spiritual murders committed daily? Nobody ever goes to prison. Oh, but there is an all-seeing eye and a ear that is listening to these murdering preachers as they murder the souls with the unbelieving gospel of a falsehood, false gods. They preach false gods to a people that will believe a lie and be damned. That's why they're so fearful when the truth comes. They will not let truth enter their heart because they have a fear that it would change them or they'll be changed. And the Bible said the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, and the murderers and the whoremongers. Who's the whoremongers? Well, it is reasonably sound to say that the whoremongers are those who would take the intoxicating wine of fornication and cast themselves into the bed of the adulteress. Now, who's she? Well, she's spoken about in Revelation 17 as we talked about it in part one of our message. Part two, we'll deal with the sorcerers. Now, who are these? Well, we're not talking about a witch doctor down in Africa. We're talking about men in three-piece business suits with a gold chain strapped across their tummy, and they preach false gods because they're whoremongers themselves, claiming that they have escaped from the whoredom of Rome. But they become the harlots, so we cover it in both whores and harlots, and idolaters, those who worship idols, in other words, will worship, man worship. Idol worship meaning, and we think, well, that's the stones over in Rome and all the statues they've got. Ladies and gentlemen, these idolaters that are being worshipped today still wear the three-piece business suit. They fly in their little jets and their little airplanes from here to there and from, you know, revival to revival, going about deceiving because they are deceived. They have a name that we're going to deal with tonight that they live by, but the Bible said in truth they are dead. What is this fornicating name that has been adored, decorated, sung, and praised through almost 1,500 years of whoremongering, unbelieving, abominable, fearful murderers and sorcerers and idolaters and liars? They shall have their part. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. They shall, positive statement now, they shall have their name in the book that goes to the other place as opposed to the book that has life. Now, ladies and gentlemen, don't you know that the truth shall make you free? Don't you know that if you want freedom and liberty and to escape the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, and the sorcerers, and the liars, then you're going to have to put on the whole armor? You can't walk around half naked in spiritual attire and expect to escape the craftiness of Satan. And ladies and gentlemen, know this one thing. The angel that is going to sound in the last days is going to warn you. Revelations 9:1. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from the heaven to the earth. And to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. This pit of lying, whoremongers, sorcerers, idolaters, and the abominable murderers, and the unbelieving and fearful. It is filled as hell has enlarged herself to receive the souls into the bottomless pit. As he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. Now, what is this smoke? Well, you've heard the old expression, blowing smoke, or smoke and mirrors. This is the whoremongers, the murderers, that murder the souls of the innocent. They lay in wait to trap and deceive and lure them into the halls or the palaces of brick and mortar and stained glass, where they style and profile and put on a pretense, and full well they reject the commandments to keep their own tradition. Where is this name of blasphemy going to come from, Pastor Buddy? Well, ladies and gentlemen, that false name has been set up since the days of the apostolic fathers. When the apostolic, we're going to prove that now. We're going to show you that Satan brought in a name that the people would readily accept. They would reject. They would deny the great name of Yahweh. But let me read you a scripture here. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8, I know your works. Behold, now this is to the Philadelphia church. This is the church age of the end time perfection. These are when the men of faith will come. and they will only come in a Hebrew name. You see, our Heavenly Father, who gave his chosen race of people the Hebrew language and told the patriarch, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he revealed to them scripture after scripture, the great and the magnanimous and the powerful name of Yahweh. I know in 3 and 8 Revelations your works. Did you know that Yahweh is judging you at this very moment of how you receive this message? Did you know if you're fearful, unbelieving, abominable, if you'd like to murder in your heart because truth hurts, because it's against the grain of what you've been taught, and some preacher comes along and cuts you? The Bible said, woe to the shepherds that fail to bring blood. I was sent in the last days to the lost sheep of the house of Israel to restore, not to keep preaching a pagan false name, a name that people live by. Millions of people have been murdered through the whoremongering sorcerers and liars that will have their part in the lake of fire that burns with brimstone, and all them that they have deceived will be their witnesses against them as they receive a greater damnation. I know that I have set before the Philadelphia Church of the Last Day that will oppose the Laodicean Church. What's that, Pastor Buddy? Both of them functioning on the plane of parallel of time now. A lukewarm people, a people that's neither hot or cold. Most of the time, I'd rather preach to a sinner than to preach to a retreaded Christian, lukewarm, full of tradition, full of unbelief, full of fear, hunting a radio dial to find out where they can buy the cheapest gold to get ready for the last day. You better worry about something else. You better worry about the time when they will cast, you can find it in that day, they're going to cast it into the street. And they're going to run for the rocks and the mountains, and they're going to pray for them. So in the last days, as it was in the last days, friends, let me tell you something. You better have the ability to recognize and discern the times. He said, if I come back and get you eating, drinking with a drunken. Ladies and gentlemen, don't worry about Babylon. Babylon will take care of itself. You know why? Because Yahweh for certainly set it up. I know your works. I've set before you an open door. Would you like to have an open door? Well, that door is the door of salvation. And that door has a name above it. And this is the name that was set at naught. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, you think that the name that's in the New Testament has been set at naught, or has it been used? Pray tell me. What about the name that they didn't put in the Bible, in the New Testament? It's in there 6,000 times. You think that Yahweh, all of a sudden, came to the New Testament and decided that what he had been called from the foundation of the world. David said, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of Yahweh. Yahweh's the same yesterday, today, and forever. But all of a sudden, the Greeks, the master wisdoms of the earth, that will think to change his name. Well, the Jews, the Zionist Jews, those that have an agenda, the Edomite Canaanite Jews, not the true house of Yehuda, which is praisers of Yah. You know what the word Yehuda means? Oh my, I get chill bumps thinking about this great magnificent tribe of Aryan people in the world at large. Every time I run up on a Judite, a true blue, I'm reminded of the great power of their father, Judah, as the book of Asher describes him in the land of Egypt, enough power in his legs that he could take a stone and put it between his legs. You talk about weightlifters. these weightlifters couldn't do this feat that I'm telling you that the Book of Jasher describes, the son of Jacob, Yehuta, praiser of Yah. He will put a stone between the arch of his legs backwards and sit down on the stone and crush it through the power of the muscles in his legs. Now, that's men of renown. That's men with power. And the word Yehuda, not Judah, that is a misnomer, that is a bastardization, if you will, that is chopping up the original name of Yahweh, meaning that these from the tribe of Judah will be praisers of Yah. I can tell a Judite, as far as I can see one in the present, I recognize immediately a distinction in this great house that was fathered into our presence by the tribe of Yehuda. Now, Yosef, he is the commander-in-chief of all of the tribes of Israel. So you never hear people saying that Joseph's tribe is God's chosen people. They're the birthright people, ladies and gentlemen. We'll hear nothing about this. You'll only hear it exclusively here at the Shepherd's Call Ministries with Pastor Buddy and the supporters of our calls. And in the last days, we are taking no prisoners. We are rebuking the fearful. And we are taking issue with the unbelieving. And the abominable, we rebuke. And the murderers, we condemn. And the whoremongers and the sorcerers and the idolaters and the liars, we call out and challenge them. If there is a name above the name of Yahweh, pray tell me where it is. Now, let me give you an indication of what I'm talking about. Listen to this. Listen to this scripture here that I'm giving you in 3 and 8, Revelation. I know your works. Behold, I've set before you an open door. No man can shut it, because you got a little strength. And those men that have that strength have not denied my name. Now, how can you deny his name? Failure to use it. Failure to apply it. Did you know that the Bible says that Yahweh, everyone that he receives, that he will put a white garment upon him, and that he'll write his name upon him? Did you know that you're going to have Yahweh to write his name upon you? Did you know you'll never get this name unless Yahweh opens up your heart like he did the seller of purple in the 16th chapter of the book of Revelation? He opened her heart, ladies and gentlemen, and just like Rachel had to have her womb open to receive the seed that Yahweh chose to bring the birthright son through, Yosef, through these sons, Yahweh chose 13 of them. And people say, well, the Jews are God's chosen people, buddy. That's a lie from the devil. They're no more holy than the tribe of Benjamin, or the tribe of Issachar, or the tribe of Simeon, or the tribe of Reuben, as we could go on and name the whole 13 tribes with the 13 stones, with Yahweh Shua being the master builder and the author and the finisher of that faith. I have set before you an open door. This name is upon the door. Did you know every gate into the city had the name of the 12 tribes of Israel upon it? And did you know that the Bible says Yahweh will have to write his name upon you before you can go through the gate? Ladies and gentlemen, isn't it wonderful that those that enter in will have, listen to this, I want you to know that the fearful and unbelieving will have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone, and that's the second death. You don't want to go to the second death. Ladies and gentlemen, it's once appointed we're all going to die sooner or later. But it's the second death, when you are cast away, when you come before him and say, Lord, you know his name is not Lord, First Corinthians chapter 8, verses 5 and 6. Let me show you something here. And this is what the false preachers, the liars and the whoremongers and the sorcerers won't tell you. Pastor Buddy will tell you this. Be reasonable. Deduct reason here and apply reason, and the Bible said rightly divide the word. Did you know that if there's many lords, that you ought to have the nerve and not be fearful to walk up to your pastor and say, hey, pastor, you preached about the Lord today. Which one? What are you talking about? Well, the Bible says there's many lords. Which one was you really talking about? Oh, you know, the Lord God. Well, there's many gods. 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6 again. There's many lords and many gods. Now, if there's many lords and many gods, you've got to come out with a personal name. You've got to take the cup of salvation, and you must. There is nothing short of this to the keys to the kingdom. There's nothing can be added to it, and it's for sure nothing be taken away. If you don't have the Father's name, you say, well, I've got the Son's name. Well, if you've got the Son's name, you've got the Father's name. The Son came in the Father's name. The Father sent the Son in His own name. The whole family, the Bible says this, the whole family in heaven and earth is in the Father's name. Now, let me repeat that. Every man that is a father through the flesh realm. In other words, if you have a son, or if you have a daughter. Now, a daughter takes upon herself the name of her father at birth. When she marries her husband, she takes his name. That's a code of honor. Ladies and gentlemen, they're changing that. That's the abominable. That's two women adopting a child, because they certainly can't get one themselves. And this is the abominable. The people were abominable in the book of Romans chapter 1, verses 15 through 22. It says emphatically that the Bible called them abominable, and Yahweh turned them over to reprobated minds who worked these unseemly demonstrations of the abominable thing, even female laying with female and acting like they're in love with each other. What an abomination. As it was in Sodom and Gomorrah, the males laying with males and the females laying with females. This is an abomination. And no wonder Yahweh, oh, it's politically incorrect, Pastor Buddy, to preach against it. You wouldn't get elected dog catcher if you were running for a public office on preaching the gospel. That's true, ladies and gentlemen. That's why that they compromise, and that's why that they are politically correct. But you see, I'm not running for office. There's been a man that I serve has done, have been elected to the highest seat in the universe. His name is above every name. His name has got salvation, and there's salvation in none other name. This name was from the foundation of the world. This name was written approximately 7,000 times, and this name was expertly translated out. You don't translate names, ladies and gentlemen. The only name in the Bible that's been translated out is the name of Yahweh. Everywhere you see the capitalization, check it out. Check Pastor Buddy out. Get you a good Strong's Concordance. Get you a set of encyclopedias or biblical dictionaries. Ladies and gentlemen, I have read constantly for the last 55 years. I'm a speed reader. I can read a book in no time flat. Why? Because I can absorb the words as fast as my eyes can dart through the page, and I have a unique ability to retain what I read. Why do I have that? Because Yahweh gifted me to know the scriptures. The Bible said from a child. There there is something within me called the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Ladies and gentlemen, I prayed for it. Ladies and gentlemen, I fasted for it. And I paid the price to wear this gold crown upon my head, and it's just like the high priest that came into the temple with the headband of Yahweh emblazed in gold letters. The Yod He Vah, not the J-E-S, U-S, not the I-E-U-E, which is Yahweh in Greek. It was written in the Hebrew tongue. The Bible said in 26:14, the book of Acts, Yahweh spoke to Paul in the Hebrew tongue. You better address the Hebrew language. You better go back and see what the lying Greeks, these liars and slow bellies, scorpions, snakes. Ladies and gentlemen, there's more snakes crawling on the world than the snakes that is on the lips of most identity preachers that are condemning a certain group of people called the Jews when they themselves don't even know what a Jew is, because they have no explanation for it. They just categorically class them all as false. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's not true. If we use the word Jew synonymous with the word of Yahuda or the house of Israel, then we read the scriptures as both Jew and Greek, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile. Well, that's incorrect reading. Anybody that's got a Strong's and knows anything about the Greek or the Hebrew knows that that is translated incorrectly, and their choice of words is inappropriate. Study to show yourself approved, workman that needeth not to be ashamed or afraid. Psalms 116:13. I will take the cup of salvation and call on the name of Yahweh. Psalms 148:13. Listen to me as I read. Let them praise the name of Yahweh, for his name alone is excellent. I'm going to repeat that. Let them praise, not the name of Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know in the Bible, in the 17th chapter and the 10th verse, and the brethren immediately, the Bereans, receive Paul and Silas unto Berea. They were called the Bereans. And who coming into their assembly at Berea, they went in and taught these men of the Bereans. These men were more noble than those in Thessalonica who rejected Paul's teaching and cast him out. They received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the New Testament daily whether those things were so. Now, you think that that's what they've done because you read it in the New Testament? Did you know that when they searched the scriptures to prove the name that Paul had brought to them, who they thought was too holy and sacred to utter, who beat Paul in the head for speaking this name in public, as he once did ignorantly and in a Pharisee frame of mind? Did you know a Pharisee is somebody that thinks that Yahweh's name is too holy to be uttered? That's what a Pharisee was. Did you know that the common people heard the gospel in the book of Mark, chapter 12, verse 35? I want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that Mark chapter 12, verse 28 and 29 gives you an indication that there ain't but one Yahweh. He didn't have no Greek Latin name. His name was not Jesus. Let me use that word just for a moment, if I may have the liberty to say so, and all you people that speak Spanish know exactly what I'm talking about. Did you know that the name Jesus is not the name that the Bereans were searching for? Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming back. We're down at the bottom of the hour. I'm coming back in part two of Horse Harlots and False Gods. You don't want to miss it. I'm going to come back with a fire, and we're going to lay Satan away with the great name of Yahweh. Stay tuned. Part two, coming back. Pastor Buddy, joining you back live with a part two of whores, harlots, and false gods. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that we're in a time of trouble such as the world has never seen? Did you know that we are now at a time when deceivers are running to and fro denying the name of Yahweh and will bring upon themselves swift destruction? Psalms 148:13. Let them, who's that? His people. Only his people know his name. Only his people have the name of Yahweh wrote in their forehead, according to the book of Revelations, chapter 21. Check it out. I will write upon him my new name. What is this new name? It's the name that was kept secret for 42 generations by not Yahweh or his people, but by the lion scribes who had determined that this name should only be spoken and used in the priesthood. Ladies and gentlemen, through this, according to the book of Jeremiah, check it out, chapter 23, verses 25 and 26. The false prophets, the priest, the lion pen of the scribes, changed this covenant name that was written in the original text and masterfully, skillfully, the technicians that they are, the Greeks seek after wisdom. And the Jews stumbled at the stumbling stone. It's a rock of offense. What rock is that? What stone is that? Well, this is the stone that rejected the builders. In the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 42, check it out in the Greek, it was not the builders rejecting the stone. It was a stone that rejected the builders of the New Testament translation of the great whore. Ladies and gentlemen, go back and find out how that we got a New Testament. The Bereans here in the book of Acts, chapter 17, verse 11, they searched the scriptures. What scripture do you think they searched? Do you know that if you didn't have a New Testament written by the Greeks, namely, a church that the harlots hate. They criticize the whore church, they call it. And I could name you some strong denominations that come against her. Did you know that all of the Protestants are non-Catholic? Did you know that each one of them criticizes each other? Did you know the Protestants criticize the Catholics? And the Catholics condemn the Protestants for leaving the Mother Church? Ladies and gentlemen, I want to ask you a question. Did that church at Rome that was founded in Constantinople in Turkey and then later moved to Rome, if you know your history, if you know in 325 A.D., the history, that Constantine gathered the bishops of Rome and he demanded a gospel that Rome could live with. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the wisdom of the Greeks, so expert in language that they invented a name that people would live by in the New Testament, but that name is the name of death. So then, we brought the name that the Lord gave us in the New Testament into the harlot churches called denominations. And anything that teaches this harlot name, oh, I've seen signs around. Well, this is the first church of this and the second church of that. Or this is the church of Christ. They don't even know what the word Christ and Krishna, how it came into being. All that means is church of the anointed. What anointing is in that church? That's where you examine the preacher. Not because he calls himself by the name of Christ. There is many Christ, most of them anti. There's many anointings. Try the anointing, or try the Christ. Try the Spirit, the Bible said. Proverbs 18:10, the name of Yahweh is a strong tower, and the wicked run into it and are safe. You know why it's the righteous that come into the name? It is the few. It is the straight gate people. It is the few that find it. It's the ones that love him. It's the ones that will suffer. It's the ones that will sacrifice. It's the one that will put on the whole armor and will walk in that name in spite of the tradition of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, I came into this name as the Apostle Paul. I came in kicking against the bricks. Ladies and gentlemen, this name is the name that will either condemn you and banish you from the presence of Almighty Yahweh, or it's a name that will be written upon your forehead. Now, how do you get it written, buddy? Tell me, pray tell me, how do you get it written in your forehead? The forehead represents the mind, the spirit mind, not to be the carnal mind. You see, if it's carnal mind, we'd all stay in a name that we grew up with. But the spirit mind will graduate you out of the harlot system or the horse system of the world. And it'll give you the right to the tree of life. This tree of life was the very tree standing in the Garden of Eden that was rejected. Satan blinded the eyes of the ones that were in the garden, and he was rejected. The Bible said when we see him, he's not going to be that handsome guy, that shining knight in armor that comes to rescue you at the throne of Baal or the altars of Baal that they're set up. And here we have the daughters and the harlots and the whore and her harlots worshiping the abominable, fearful, unbelieving things that they have set up. And when they set up shop in this name, they're too proud to come down with the name of a blasphemy and denounce it, walk away from it. I had to. It's a bitter pill, ladies and gentlemen, to go against your tradition. It's a bitter pill to have to tear down your foundation and rebuild. Oh, what shame. Oh, how it humbled my heart as I gave up my church. My church. But I got in Yahweh's by giving mine up. And the name of Yahweh is a strong tower. Listen to me as I read. 1 Kings 18:31, showdown on Mount Carmel. And Elijah took 12 stones. Look up the name Elijah in the Hebrew Bible. It ain't Elijah. like it says in Strong's, or in the book of Psalms 68:4. Read that. If you got a King James Bible, read where it says Jah. Praise his name, Jah. Oh, Pastor Buddy, that was Jehovah. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of the greatest false names in the world. It is equal to or probably surpasses the other J name that I can think of. These names that begin with J are all false. There was no J's in 1611. Are you with me? Read your original King James Bible. If you find a J in it, then you'll do more than the translators as they translated the book of the Latin Vulgate, if you want to know what the English translation came from, in 638. They began to use the English scriptures through the Catholic Church. Well, by this time, ladies and gentlemen, before we got the popular printing press, the name of Jesus got so instructed or instilled or conditioned in the mind of the people of the New World that they took this name, a salvational name, and they began to teach it. Well, if you start out in a march on the wrong foot, you're going to end up in the wrong foot. You have to change your cadence count and switch your feet into cadence with the command of the only name given. Elijah took issue with the prophets of Baal. Pastor Buddy is taking issue with the prophets of Baal. There are many. Oh, yeah. Insurmountable odds, Pastor Buddy. Well, that's what was confronting little David when he walked up there. You think that David came up in a name that we use in the New Testament? No way. He came up against the giant that represents the bell box or the horn harlot system. He came up against the giant of Goliath with the name of Yahweh, the only name that David ever called upon. No pagan god was ever in his mouth. He was a man after the heart of Yahweh. 7,000 times, ladies and gentlemen, this name can be proved. How many witnesses do you need? And as I said, if these hold their peace, the rocks of history will cry out. And oh, how they have in vain searched for some little name that they use in the New Testament, how they look for it in history back at the time to prove back there that they used the name of Jesus or that the Father's name was Jesus. If you use it in the New Testament, you're going to have to acknowledge that that was a name that they used in the old parchment. Because the Son said, I come in my Father's name. Now, if his Father's name was Jesus, what would the Son's name be? Then Acts 2:38 would be right. But see, the problem is, they get the cart before the horse. Now, let's go to Acts 2:38 and see what the Greeks put in. They put in Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And let's go back to the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. What name did Moses get? He didn't get Jesus' name. He said that there would be a man, Moses prophesied in the 32nd and 33rd chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. He said, there shall come to the house of Israel, the 12 tribes scattered abroad, there shall come a prophet likened unto me. Take heed that you hear him, for the name of Yahweh will be in him. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry if you've been deceived. I was deceived. Drop your pride. Swallow your pride. And come up to this name of the only Son. As the song at the bottom of the hour indicated, my only Son. The only Son came in the Father's name. If the Father's name was Yahweh, what would the Son's name be? If the Son's name was Jesus, what would the Father's name be? If the father's name was Jesus, what would the son's name be? You think that he changed names? Well, that's what they're trying to tell you as they promote a name in the New Testament that they can't prove in the Old. Oh, we're not under that Old Testament now, Pastor Buddy. Well, wait a minute here. What did the Berean search? They didn't have no New Testament, ladies and gentlemen. This was the time before the New Testament had been written. What did they go back and search to see if the name of salvation that Paul brought to the Bereans there at Berea, what name do you think that they were looking for in the Old Testament, which was the only Bible they had? They certainly didn't find Jesus. If you can find Jesus one time in the old parchment, please pray tell me where it's at. I read it forwards, backwards. I even read it backwards so that I might have missed something. I started at the back part of it and read it the other way, backward, verse by verse, just to see if somebody had tried to deceive me. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a lot of deception in the Bible. Did you know that Yahweh said himself that he would send these people, the whore and the harlots, a strong delusion? Oh, my. Yes, he did. Now, let me give you a verse in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. As Elijah took 12 stones in 1831, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, unto whom the word of Yahweh came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of Yahweh. Well, we still build altars, ladies and gentlemen. You need to write for the information to Pastor Buddy on how we build these sacred altars with the 12 stones as they did in the book of Yahshua in the fourth chapter and in the first verse as the priest went through the river of Jordan and they picked up 12 river stones and they went up to a place called a circle, a heavenly circle, and they placed these stones in a circle and they wrote up on these stones the name of the 12 tribes, which is identical to the altar in heaven that has 12 gates into the city with the 12 tribes of Israel above the gates with the names of the 12 apostles representing those tribes with the name of Yahweh written in your forehead as you enter in. If you ain't got his name, you ain't going. This is a name that was given to have salvation. Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 11. Now you know what happened on Mount Carmel when old Elijah, when he called upon the name he served, when he called upon the name he was called by, no wonder he was translated. Did you know that when John came, the immerser, that he came saying unto the people they should believe on him that come after him, not on him, but on him that come after him? And the Messiah said of John, there is not a greater prophet born of woman. You know what the greatness of John was? That he was the very essence of truth. When the vipers came down to the river to get baptized, all of these false prophets will take anything you can drag, chase, or pull into their camps. They will call nothing or nobody as long as they got a pocketbook on their hip or potential pocketbook. And they work on numbers. Ladies and gentlemen, you think that Yahweh and the prophets of old, especially John the Immerser, he said, you generation of vipers, when these Pharisees and scribes, and the Bible said beware of them, John was already up on them. He didn't have to have the gospel preached to him. He got it through Revelation. You vipers, you generation of snakes, you offspring of Cain. The same revelation that the Messiah got in the 8th chapter of the book of John, chapter 8 and verse 44 through verse 47. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is a hard saying. But in the name of Yahweh, which is a strong tower, you shall not take the name of Yahweh, Deuteronomy 5:11, listen to me, you shall not take the name of Yahweh in vain. Don't take it in vain. You don't use it. It's those who take it in vain that don't use it, that fail to put it on. And the only way you can get his name is through repentance and baptism in the name of Yahweh for the remission of sin. And Yahweh said, I will then write it in your forehead. Did you know that all the saints that went into the holy city through the 12 gates, according to the 21st chapter of the book of Revelation, verse 16, all of them had the Father's name in their forehead. All of them. Now, what's Father's name? I pray. Search it out, folks, and see if Pastor Buddy is as far off base as some of you may believe. If you'll follow the teaching of Pastor Buddy, the Bible said, prove all things. I'm willing to debate or go anywhere to any church and enter in and debate this message that I have preached to you tonight. I'll bring the concordance, I'll bring the Hebrew Bible, I'll bring the Greek Bible, and I'll bring the English Bible that I use exclusively. If you see my old King James Bible here, you know I've used it. It's taped together, wired together, and things of this nature, you study to show yourself approved workman that needeth not to be ashamed. The Bereans searched the scriptures daily, and the only thing they had to search was the Old Testament. And they proved the name of Yahweh that Paul was preaching, that it was legal, lawful, and useful to use it. If you don't use it, you're taking it in vain. And you've been taught that it was some kind of a curse word. Did you know Elijah cursed little children? Did you know he told them that they had upset him, called him a bald-headed prophet, an old bald-head? Go up there, old bald-head. You ain't got nothing good to say to us, no way. The little children cursed him in the street as he came through the little town up there of them whoremonging Baal worshippers and unbelievers and harlots and whores. And the Bible said he cursed them in the name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of Yahweh. You better not come up against him. You'll be found as old Nebuchadnezzar when he got back from 7 years with the beast of the field. You got to know who they are. When he got back up on his throne and got his right mind back, ladies and gentlemen, he said Yahweh sets up the kingdoms in the world, not Nebuchadnezzar. I have learned that it is the God of heaven, Yahweh, that sets them up and he takes them down. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time has come, and too far and too quickly it is gone. Let me give you one more the scripture here as I conclude the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 8. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship the whore and the harlot with a false name. Let me tell you again. All that are upon the earth shall worship him. Him. H-I-M. He's a him. It's a male. They're going to worship a male with a male name. All shall worship him and shall call upon his name, all except those who are written in the Lamb's book, slain from the foundation of the world. Now, the Lamb's book is the book of your heart, the book of your understanding, and the hands of your support to the ministry of publishing and proclaiming the name of Yahweh. Revelation 17:3, the blasphemy of the whore that had the name of blasphemy, the name of blasphemy, the name of blasphemy. You got to figure out what it is. It's going to surprise you. Write for my track, Hallelujah, and it will tell you about how the name was taken out, translated out. And you, ladies and gentlemen, again, you ever wonder why you don't see upon the torture stake the name that a pilot wrote? You ever wonder why that they don't put that name up? You notice that they obscure it. You ever wonder why that the Greeks, the only thing that you can make out up there is R-E-X, the Latin word king, and They have a few things up there that is undetectable. What Pilate wrote up there, they will not let you see. You know why? Because the name of Yahweh can be wrote in Hebrew. That's the way it was written, ladies and gentlemen. Can you imagine how that they have pulled this heist right under the nose of the preachers who preach for tradition and for a filthy lucre or for a style and profile as they stand in their well-lit pulpits with the cameras on them and giving them their best shot and their best profile as they hobble around with their weak understanding, neither affirming or understanding what they preach. They just want to sound good, look good, and eat good. Most of them are overweight. Their belly is their god, and their pocketbook is full of Baal sacrifices. As they take the reward of Balaam, the wages of unrighteousness, and the prophets of Yahweh preach in the streets, the poor. I'm just a poor Tennessee plowboy preacher. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm so thankful that Yahweh called me into his marvelous truth. I'm so thankful that I bowed to the great name of Yahweh. Ladies and gentlemen, did you know that my time has come and my time has gone? Did you know that Yahweh is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they're safe? Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but the end thereof, the Bible said, is death? Well, we don't want you to die. We don't want you to go to hell. And we certainly don't want you to be lost and undone without the Father or without the Son. Pray for us. Write me, Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. And if you'll do that, ladies and gentlemen, you'll be on the battlefield with Pastor Buddy, declaring the whole truth and the whole counsel. Until next Sunday, may Yahweh bless you. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. My blessings to the house of Jacob, scattered abroad, in the great, the powerful, and the magnanimous name above all names, the name of Yahweh.